This is HDN.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Friday, September 19th, Lord and Lady Patterson at your service.
And I think if you listen very carefully, you can hear the sound of a dog chewing his bone into a shiv. Finnegan has got an antler that he chews. And
well, originally when we bought it, they said an antler is the perfect tool for a dog to chew on. That's what wolves in the wild chew on, and it's good for them, and it's organic. And so we bought that for Dexter. The thing sat there for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And now the little one, Finnegan, is there. And every night as we go to bed, he sneaks it out. And he has turned it into a weapon.
I know. He's chewed it into this pointy end, and I call it the shiv.
If archaeologists find that somewhere, they're going to think that it was this ancient spearhead or something.
God, I know.
Because that's what he's turned it into. So if you don't hear from us one day,
that's right.
Because our little one has decided to take it upon himself to commit mass murder here in this house.
Say, the archaeologist finds it, but I think the coroner will find it first.
Yeah. My throat. Well, he's chewing on that because he's a bit jealous. Dexter celebrated his big birthday yesterday and had bones. And I went to the pet store to find something for Dexter.
Yeah.
And the woman, when I first walked in, she said, can I help you with something? I said, no, just kind of looking for a little birthday present for my boy. That's not too strange, is it? You're looking at me strangely.
No.
Oh, it gets better.
It gets better.
So I started looking and I think, well, Dexter probably wants a good squeaky toy. He likes squeaky toys.
He likes a good squeak.
If he starts squeaking, then of course the little one, Finnegan, he's going to want to squeak. So I'm going to have to get something for him too. So maybe something on sale. But you know what? He likes his plush toys too. Although his teeth, it would be good if I got him something for his teeth. After about a half an hour in this store, she came up to me again and said, are you sure there's nothing I can... Like, I had my arms full of these different toys. I was listening to the tone of the squeak and stuff. I don't think I ever spent that much time buying a present for my own daughter.
Seriously?
These dogs are so spoiled.
Oh, God.
And then I got him a little treat. And I thought, well, if I'm getting him a treat, then I've got to get the other one a treat. And
you know what it's like.
Meanwhile, the cat's sitting there going, hey, you haven't fed me in 3 days.
So much stuff going on around town this weekend. Hmm. On Saturday, it is the coastal cleanup. It's the public beach cleaning at Black Rock Beach. Now, this is just one of many events that are going on.
That's where they used to hang pirates, you know.
Yes, that's right, at Black Rock Beach.
I heard that somewhere.
Nobody will be hung, I don't believe.
I don't know. I might go down there. I'll wait a few seconds for that one to sink in.
Okay.
All right, you can continue now.
Every piece of trash that volunteers find actually going to be tracked and included in an annual index of global debris that they will release in 2015. 650,000 people from around the world picked up more than 12 million pounds of trash during the last coastal cleanup.
So this is an international event then.
And
why are we just going to Black Rock Beach then? We've got a lot of coastline here. Well, how about Lawrencetown? How about other places around this province?
Well, this is sort of the area that the site coordinators have targeted for this year because they only have so many volunteers, right?
Mm.
ShoreCleanup.ca to register and learn more about that. But they're going to be gathering at Point Pleasant Park on Saturday at 10 a.m. And everything wraps up around 12:30, 1 o'clock or so. They're going to have lunch and all that. And actually, Loblaws Superstore is part of this as well. Other stuff going on. Don't forget that Oktoberfest is this weekend as well. That, too, going on Saturday. It is the German experience unlike any other. And just look for the big blue and white tent across from Garrison Brewery at noon. The mayor will perform the tapping of the kegs to get it all started.
Just finished a Facebook chat with our friend Jeremy Webb.
Oh, yes.
And his new production of Under Milk Wood is on at Neptune right now.
Ah, yes. The old Dylan Thomas written work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And since he likes the podcast and has been on the podcast, he offered a couple of tickets to us to give away somehow.
Ooh, very nice.
And hopefully we can get Jeremy on the show next week.
Yes.
Should we figure out how to give these away or over the weekend?
Yeah,
or?
Let's figure it out over the weekend. And then on Monday, out of the gate, we'll tell you how you can win these tickets to go see Under Milkwood. Just opened last night. Yes, Neptune. So
thank you for that, Jeremy, and keep listening.
Hey, listen, if you want more information on the performances, just go to Off the Leash. That is Jeremy Webb's personal website where he takes care of all the theater business. Okay, on Saturday, starting around 10:15 or so, 10:30, you are going to be seeing a whack of big trucks down in Dartmouth. It is the big old convoy for the Special Olympics. It's one of their fundraisers that they do. Starting on Saturday at Shearwater, CFB Shearwater, at 10:15. And then they return around 12:30 for, barbecue and other type events. But it is the biggest convoy in Canada. This year, they are expecting 150 rigs headed up by the Grand Marshal this year, Alex Debogorski. I think that's how you say it. He's Canada's ice road trucker. And they have secured him for the Truck Convoy NS for Special Olympics. And if you want some more information, truckconvoyns.ca. You've got the complete route. But suffice to say, you're going to be seeing a lot of big rigs in Dartmouth in and around Shearwater on Saturday morning. Well, now, let me look at my watch. That didn't take very long at all, did it? Air Canada has jumped on board.
Really?
What? They never even waited a week.
Predicted that, baby, the day before yesterday.
I saw that on our Facebook page, too. I said, yeah, Lisa, you called it. Yes, indeed. Air Canada has jumped on board. They are now charging $25 for the first bag that you check in at, well, whenever you're taking any of their flights. Now, I'm not sure on the exact details if this goes beyond Canada and the U.S., whether this is every and all flight. Suffice to say that, boy, they didn't wait at all, did they?
I still think that we had a much better idea than what they're doing. And that's you charge a certain price for the ticket. And then if you don't have luggage, they take $25 off.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I mean, it would be the same thing.
Yeah.
All those commuters, business commuters that don't have luggage, they'd save their $25.
Yeah.
The rest of us, it would be caught up in the, like, they wouldn't be charging us for the bags.
Yeah.
Actually, it would be an incentive program for people not to
have take
the
luggage.
Bags. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hearing rumors now that the next thing to go is the free drinks. Because right now, you don't pay for coffee, tea, soft drinks. And I'm hearing rumblings that is the next to go.
I remember when you didn't pay for the booze either. They tried to get you good and stinking drunk when you were on a plane. That wasn't all that long ago. It was free booze.
They didn't
charge you anything. They didn't charge you for meals. They didn't charge you for booze. They didn't charge you for coffee or tea or any of that stuff. Of course, it all tasted like shit. Except for the booze, because it came in those little bottles.
Yeah.
But no, they sure didn't charge you for it. Yeah, they're nickel and diming us now. But unfortunately, they've got us by the short hairs. Because what do they say? They just look at us and they go, well, you can always take a bus.
Yeah.
Try driving.
Here's a train ticket.
There's a boat that's going over to Europe. Why don't you take that? You know, once again, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Hey, once again, Friends of McNabb's are doing their fall tour of McNabb's Island. You can see the island, well, it's in its fall splendor at the peak of the leaf season, and they're doing guided and nature tours as well. Now, it's tentatively booked for Sunday, October 19th. If it rains, they'll go on the 26th instead. And some of the highlights of the tour include their Victorian Gardens, the Pop Bottle Factory, the grounds of the historic Conrad and Lynch homes, and stops at historic Fort Ives. Also, you can go along the island with a biologist to explore some of the animal and plant habitats. All sorts of history talks as well. And you can also spend some time roaming the beach and finding out more about the acclaimed Thomas Riddell novel, Hangman's Beach. And now the tickets, you can only get them through Ticket Atlantic. It's only $17 a person, unless you're a member of the Friends of McNabb's Island Society, in which case it's $13. Metro Center box office, Atlantic Superstore, just go online to Ticket Atlantic, and they've got a couple of ways that you can get there, but that's all explained on the website. And again, if you want to see these fall colors on the island, the date is Sunday, October 19th.
I'd like to send our best wishes out to one of our favorite listeners, Kat Fulton. She came home from the emergency clinic yesterday, side trip to the eye surgery clinic. I guess she ripped a chunk off of her cornea.
How in the name of God do you do that?
You know, she doesn't get into that. She gets into incredible detail about how much it hurts.
I imagine.
You know, Halloween's coming up. You can be a pirate.
Arr. I think today is Talk Like a Pirate Day. if I'm not mistaken.
Is it?
I think so. I'll have to double check that, but I have a feeling today is the day.
Still don't understand that one.
No, me neither.
It's funny. That was the second last straw when I was the man in the van with Mike Cranston on Sun FM.
Oh.
We would look for a special day and I would celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so like on World Hello Day, for instance, that was a good time. I went down to the international airport and I just ran down. I tried to say hello to as many people in one cut into the station as I could.
Oh boy.
So I had the cell phone. It was a big one back then.
Yes.
And
the
I was running through the airport going, hello, 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 hello. They almost locked me up.
I was just going to say, but how many people you could say hello to within the confines of that one break or before security escorted
wrestled
you
me
off
to the ground.
The property.
That was a pre-9/11 world.
I was going
to
say,
and I had all my clothes on too.
Oh,
so
okay.
That was the second last straw was the Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Mm.
Brown Shoe Day was the one. I was giving out prizes for people with brown shoes and we were called into the office of the program director who said, I think we're stretching it a bit here. You don't always have to have a day where you're going out. It was bad enough when you were out talking like a pirate and now you're looking at brown shoes. What's next? I don't even want to know. Let's stop that.
Fonzie, you've jumped the shark.
Yeah.
And something else going on this weekend right on the waterfront, Word on the Street, from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Sunday, right on the waterfront, rain or shine. Lots of authors and exhibitors and all sorts of demonstrations. They're going to have people there doing readings. They're going to have music. Jill Barber is going to be there as well. Lenny Gallant, actually going to be singing selections from their books.
Mm.
We also have, George Eliot Clark, who is an amazing author. If you are more into cartoons, Michael D'Adder is going to be there, the former Daily News cartoonist who is...
now on the Chronicle Herald. And,
yeah.
He just released a new book himself
long ago. Yeah, this is sort of on the heels of his book, You May Be From Nova Scotia If.
Yeah.
Well, he's written one that says, You May Be From New Brunswick If, which is equally as funny. Also, gossip maven Lainey Liu will be there as well. She is from, I'm just trying to think, which one
the Social.
Is it The Social that she's on? Yeah, but she has written a book as well called Listen to the Squawking Chicken. So
I do that every time I listen to The Social on TV.
Ooh, you're not a fan of that show,
oh,
are you?
Oh, okay,
You don't like that show.
Oh, can I
at all.
Rant?
You go right ahead.
There was
ahead.
One time in particular, I forget which one of those co-hosts it was that talked about this, but she had a magazine article about her done. And they put in somebody else's picture. It wasn't a picture, it was a caricature at the top. And it was a different person with the same first name, but it was obviously somebody else that they had put in there. And I've had things like that happen to me, as have you, where they put the wrong picture in or they spell your name wrong or they do something like that.
It's a caricature. It's a drawing.
And she went on for about 10 minutes. I can handle that type of thing. But I have a child and my child is going to have questions and I'm going to have to answer these questions. Like, why isn't it your picture on there? And how can I answer these questions as a mother? How this magazine had wronged her. Mm. And even though they apologized to her, it's already out there. It's out there already and they can't redo it. I couldn't believe it. What a self-centered, prima donna, narcissistic person this is to go on and on and tell you what, get over it. If I had a nickel for every time my name has been misspelled or there was the wrong picture on my high school yearbook.
Oh, no, they screwed up your yearbook?
They didn't screw up. They screwed up my yearbook. It wasn't me, but there were some people there that I knew that the wrong name was on the picture.
Oh,
and there was
crap.
Another person that had two different takes of the same picture
there.
And neither one of them had her proper name beside it. Oh, it was a complete mess. And I can see somebody being a little bit upset about that because A, it's your yearbook. And B, there are no... Back then, there were no redos.
No, that's right. Hey, that's what happens when you let student volunteers do it. It turns out into a shit show.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure Lainey Liu is doing God's work, and she'll be here talking about whatever she is on that panel, and it'll be wonderful. That's how I feel about The Social.
Mm.
Canada's View. Bullshit.
Word on the Street this Sunday, starting 11 a.m. on the waterfront. Wordonthestreet.ca for more information. And I will do this publicly right here, right now. I vow that one day in the not too distant future, I will be at Word on the Street and I will be there reading my children's book. I swear to God. I've been putting it off long enough. And finally, on Sunday, Open Farm. I think we told you a bit about this the other day, but
yesterday,
don't forget, yeah, openfarm.ca for more information. But I found out there's one farm up Digby Way that just had a newborn alpaca that is going to be old enough to be introduced to the public on Sunday. And you actually can have a say in what the name will be for this new alpaca.
Down in the West Texas town of Alpaca.
OpenFarmDay.ca. There's some 50 farms that are going to be open on Sunday.
And so as we head into this weekend, just a reminder that you can binge listen to the Halifax Daily News.
Yes.
I highly recommend it. I know that it's me and I like listening to me all the time. Don't usually listen to the podcast, mm-hmm. but when I'm driving around like I was yesterday, I put them on. I listen to about four in a row and I kind of amused myself, which is very dangerous to do while you're driving.
It is. I think I'd point that out. I think that falls under the distracted driving laws, if I'm not mistaken.
And remember, every time you download our podcast, an angel gets his wings. And
I just had a Twitter exchange with somebody by the name of Sushi Cat, who said that they sometimes listen to them all at once on the weekend. So that's what we call binge listening. So enjoy, Sushi Cat.
Yeah, if you listen to five in a row, that's only, an hour and a quarter.
My God.
You can do that while you're cleaning the house or
exactly.
something. So do that, and we will be back with a new edition of the Halifax Daily News come Monday.
Until then.